This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Sunday, 10 May 2026. Let's get to the top stories. A warm spring evening prevails across Israel. In Jerusalem, the air is mild, while Tel Aviv enjoys a gentle breeze by the coast. Haifa remains comfortable as the night settles in. Here are today's headlines. First, from the Jerusalem Post, just in, explosions and renewed clashes near the Strait of Hormuz raise questions about the unfinished Iran war. Also, Ynet reports earlier this hour that Qatar is mediating an Iran deal as Tehran threatens U.S. bases over recent tanker strikes. Also this hour, I-24 News reveals that Israel operated a secret base in Iraq during the Iran war, striking Iraqi troops to prevent exposure. Separately, JTA reports that a man who firebombed a Boulder Israeli march has been sentenced to life in prison. And finally, Australian Jewish News says Australia honors Jewish resilience at a Yom HaTzmaut function, reflecting on bravery after a Bondi attack. Here's what people are saying online. Jewish activist Raylan Givens wrote just minutes ago that Israel has ramped up strikes in Lebanon, marking the most intense period since a ceasefire declaration. Eyal Yacobi, a Middle Eastern analyst, posted earlier today about Bahrain warning of escalating Iranian interference in the Gulf, citing espionage threats. Al Arabiya English reported that former Trump State Chair Rob Arlett discussed the pressure on President Trump to avoid a prolonged conflict with Iran. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Jerusalem Post's report on the Iran war. Explosions and U.S. self-defense strikes near the Strait of Hormuz highlight ongoing tensions. The U.S. aims to protect its interests in the Gulf, but maritime leverage remains unresolved. This situation keeps the region on edge. Turning to Ynet's coverage, Qatar is urgently mediating a potential Iran deal. Tehran's threats against U.S. bases over tanker strikes heighten the stakes. The involvement of international mediators underlines the global concern over escalating tensions. Meanwhile, I-24 News reports that Israel had a secret base in Iraq during the Iran war. Its mission involved striking Iraqi troops to maintain secrecy. This revelation adds a layer to Israel's military strategies in the region, emphasizing covert operations. In other news, JTA provides details on the sentencing of Mohammed Sabri Soliman. He received life in prison for firebombing an Israeli march in Boulder. This sentencing reflects the severity with which such acts of violence are treated, aiming to deter future attacks. Finally, from the Australian Jewish News, Australia commemorated the bravery of Jewish Australians at a Yom HaTzmaut event. This comes 5 months after a significant attack in Bondi, serving as a reminder of community resilience and the need for cultural understanding. On the economic front, first, CTEC reports that Autopipe, an agentic AI platform, is streamlining cloud architecture design, reducing weeks of work to just one day. Separately, Globes announces EDF's completion of financing for Israel's largest solar energy field near Dimona, offering electricity at a record low price. And finally, from Walla Business, Israel Malakai has been appointed CEO of the Ministry of Finance, stepping up from his role as deputy CEO. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 5 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.